The Sounder of Ellie Goulding on Nova 103.5, Your Life, Your Music. The song called Don't Say a Word. It's exactly 9 o'clock on Nova on a Monday morning. And I have a very special studio guest on the line at the moment, Richard McKiber. He's from South Africa. He's the CEO and co-founder of Cash Converters Southern Africa. Hi there, Richard.
Good morning, Dion, and good morning to your Nova listeners, and Happy New Year to everybody.
And to you too. Thank you so much. Now, there's an exciting new product that I've heard about, so we thought we'd get in touch with you and find out from the horse's mouth. Please explain to me, what is a Cash Converters Cash Advance? What is it?
So it's very simply, a cash advance is a one-month loan against the things that somebody owes. So particularly at the beginning of the year when everybody's getting back from holidays and the like, cash might be a little bit skinny on the ground. So instead of outright selling something that you would traditionally sell to a cash converter, like a TV, hi-fi, jewelry, sporting goods, cameras, binoculars, whatever it might be, you can come and bring it into the store and the store will loan you money against that item.
All right. So obviously, this just sounds to me like it's quick and easy. And I suppose that is one of the main benefits of this, is that there's no major admin work to be done, right?
Absolutely not. It's very quick and very easy. No admin whatsoever. Effectively, just a document that needs to be signed. Generally speaking, our existing customers would transact this transaction in under 10 minutes. Be in the store and out the store with the cash in that period of time. Maybe a new customer might take 15, but it is very quick and very convenient, and you get cash now.
And that's the whole point, though, is that it is quick and easy, and it is for those unforeseen emergencies. Something pops up, and you know that you can go there, you can get your cash advance, and it's quick and easy. There's no, ooh, I'll make a plan sometime down the line. All right, now you've already mentioned to us, it is a one-month cash advance, so that's the repayment period, right?
That's correct. So if you come into the store this morning on Monday the 9th of January and you do the transaction, the store will give you the cash. We will then keep the item in storage and safekeeping until effectively the 9th of February. You can come back tomorrow and pay off the loan should you wish, or up to the 9th of February. You'll get a chance to effectively settle that debt. Bring us the cash that we paid you and the fees associated with it, and you get your item back.
But that's the point, of course. What happens if somebody does not repay within the month?
Okay, well, it's relatively simple. Then all we do is we take that item and sell it in our retail environment, and effectively the proceeds we receive from that extinguishes your debt to the store, and that's the end of it.
All right, so obviously then the item that you are handing in, that you are submitting, that you're loaning against, the value of that will determine what you can loan. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, yes. So the higher the value of the item, the more money that we can that cash converters can lend you, correct.
Richard, so tell me, what kind of items are we talking about here?
So general household goods, Dion, what we generally refer to as anything somebody can pick up and bring to us, along the lines of categories of TVs, hi-fis, jewelry, sporting goods, cameras, binoculars, anything like that that you've got hanging around at home, that's not been used at this point in time. In fact, you know, I imagine pretty much like myself, there's stuff lying in your garage that you're not using at the moment. And that effectively then allows somebody to raise debt financing against that movable asset. And then when you come back and repay it, you take the item back home and you use it then. And then in 3 or 4 months' time, if something happens again and you need to raise some quick cash, and bring it back to us. So, yeah, that's how it works.
And obviously then, Richard, you know, a value of an item is in the fact that it is usable. So I'm assuming that when somebody brings something to you, you're going to check and make sure that it is, in fact, in a working condition.
Yes, yes. Obviously, the better the condition the item is in, the more value it has, and therefore the more money that we can lend a person. So what we encourage people to do is, in fact, test the items before you bring them down to us, make sure they're in a good working order. And put them in a condition as good as possible, because clearly the cleaner they are, the better the condition of working that they are, the more money that you're going to get from the store. So that that helps a lot in the context of how much cash you're going to get to or be able to raise against that item.
Yeah, so that old, dusty, broken laptop lying in your garage is not exactly what we're talking about here.
So we will take that as well, but clearly we'll see less value than a current model laptop that's working really well. And the fact that you mentioned electronics, then it's actually they're good categories of sellers in our stores, so there's high demand for them, and we pay a good price for them. Laptops, iPads, cell phones, and that type of product, including jewelry as well. In fact, we trade in quite a lot of jewelry. And you can raise good money against jewelry that's lying around in a drawer somewhere that's not been used.
Okay, Richard, one more thing. The cash converters branches right across Namibia, then, wherever they are, this is available at those branches, right?
That's right. It is available at those branches. And so we've got three stores in Windhoek. And one in Swakopmund, and they're all able to provide the cash advance to a consumer.
Well, now you know, and you heard it from the man himself, the co-founder and CEO of Cash Converters Southern Africa, Richard Makaibo. Richard, thank you so much for talking to us. And I think it's time for me to go look through the stuff that might be lying around there that I might actually use. I think I'll do that. Thanks, Richard.
You're very welcome, John. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to everybody. Goodbye.